You're listening to The Legal Eagle with Marsha Chambers on WNHH LP 103.5 FM.
Welcome to The Legal Eagle, where we explore the legal issues of the day. We look into the criminal and civil justice system, both at the state and federal level. We also talk about the issues facing the courts, the bar, and the judiciary. We also explore how lawyering has changed and what role the Bar Association plays in the lives of the lawyers and those they serve. Today, we welcome Michael Leone. I'm going to say Mike. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay. A partner in the law firm of Halloran and Sage, Mike was recently appointed to be the president of the foundation of the New Haven County Bar. And I have to admit, I had not really heard of that. So I'm very glad that you're here today so you can explain it. It's the charitable arm of the New Haven County Bar Association. He's been an officer of this organization for a number of years and on the board of directors, and he'll serve a one-year term, is that right?
Yep, it's a one-year term. It started in October. Uh-huh. I was put in as president, and we already had our first event, so.
Oh, okay, well, we can't wait to hear about it. So, welcome to The Legal Eagle. Tell us about the foundation. What was the reason it was created, and how has it changed?
Okay, first, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
So, the foundation was originally created to show that lawyers give back. Oftentimes it's
the lawyers give back as opposed to taking.
Correct. Yeah. You know, we've all heard every lawyer joke out there, and some of them are based in reality, not right. All of them are. And,
right, that's true. I mean, but lawyers do give back.
Yes, and this specific arm was created to, you know, fund book awards, to fund charities locally, to give out grants. So we raise money to give out grants, and then we also have a couple other programs we specifically sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, it's grown and changed in that it is now has a couple more event specific things that they're raising money for.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we have a snowball tournament sponsored by Milano and Wanet. Mm-hmm. It's their big fundraising event for
snowball.
The snowball. It's coming up on Thursday. It's a softball tournament in the cold. And
In the cold. Where is it held?
It is held over at the North Branford Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
And a whole bunch of different softball teams come out, play softball. You can put together a team. You can find out about it on the website. But, you know, it's a great night. There's beer. There's some food. And there's a whole bunch of bad softball played. But all the money raised from that specific event goes to New Reach Home Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And
goes to
New Reach Home Recovery.
Okay.
It's the
tell us about that.
Okay, so New Reach is for homelessness. It helps put money into having beds to and run different
people who are in New Haven are homeless.
All New Haven, and that's the key for the foundation. Our mission statement is primarily to give money back into New Haven.
Is it New Haven the city or New Haven the county?
Primarily New Haven, the city. We have given stuff outside of New Haven, the city.
Uh-huh.
But our primary mission statement is to give to local charities first. Mm-hmm. To try to help fund them. And mm-hmm. There's some other projects we can talk about, but the specific one right now is for New Reach.
Uh-huh.
So for instance, last year we raised over $10,000 for New mm-hmm. Reach Home Recovery mm-hmm. through this snowball tournament. So it's a great tournament. It's Mary Grandy, as you know, is part of New Reach Home Recovery.
She's terrific. She's a Branford girl.
But. Yep, and she's fantastic. So it's a great, great cause. As I said, it's sponsored by Milano and Wanet, who's also a Branford firm. And
right.
You know my Branford ties.
Your Branford ties very well.
As yours. And so it's a great cause, great people, and it's a significant amount of money raised from one event
mm-hmm.
going
yes.
directly
yes.
to, you know. Combat homelessness.
This is just my ignorance, but has the homelessness rate risen? I think it has.
I believe it has in New Haven. Again, you know, some of the homeless shelters in New Haven have been either closed or consolidated.
Yes.
And so the services New Reach performs are extremely valuable, and we're proud to be to fund them through our charitable giving.
Right.
Again, this really drives out, and we're a 501c3, so everything we raise is tax mm-hmm. deductible, and mm-hmm. this goes directly to the folks in need in our community, which I think is oftentimes you see a lot of the larger charities out there
right
that are raising for people all over the country, which is great.
Yeah. Do you, so this is one law firm. How do you get, in general, are law firms participating more in this operation? How do you do it? How,
okay.
do, you, how do you get them? Well, how do you draw them in, so to speak? They're well, that, busy.
We yeah. Now, this is Milano happens just to be, this is their one that they like. Help sponsor through the foundation.
Right.
But it's lawyers from all over New Haven and beyond that come and play in this tournament.
Oh, so, so it's just lawyers who play.
No, there other folks play, but uh-huh. the word is hasn't gotten out there to as many non-lawyers as we'd like.
Oh, I see. So you could be a non-lawyer and actually play.
Anybody's welcome to play. we're happy to have you. You know, we just want to ask the, you know, we pay for, there's still time to sign up for teams. There's different rates for the teams versus individuals.
And what's the date again?
It's this Thursday night.
This Thursday. Okay.
So it's a great event. People love it every year. Maybe a little chilly, but people are still out there having fun.
That's right. Well, if they can go to a football game, right?
Yeah, this one, they're actually going to be running around instead of just standing there.
That's right. Exactly. I'll keep warm.
Exactly.
So, you said grants, that mm-hmm. you come up with grants. Tell us about some of your other grants or what you base, how you reach out.
So we reach out through a couple, the Community Foundation here in New Haven will reach out through them to uh-huh. help people to apply for grants through mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Usually have it posted through the library, through the Chamber of Commerce. And so we have a grant making cycle. You can apply by June. And we uh-huh. usually have that decision made by the end of June, and the money is cut by August.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given different types of grants over the years, sometimes larger grants, sometimes smaller grants, depending on what the applicants want. For instance, last year we gave out, again, close to $10,000 in grants
uh-huh.
To folks like IRIS. Which is here in New Haven,
mm-hmm.
And obviously needs some help with the current climate out there with regards to the immigrants and refugees. And we,
so let's stop for 1 second. So the focus there was on issues arising in that particular area of immigration. When you make your decisions about grants, I mean, would you continue that, or would you say, okay, this is an area that deserves to be funded again, or how do you?
Folks are free to apply every year.
So they have to apply.
They have to apply.
Right.
There's certain projects, and we'll get to those in a little bit, mm-hmm. that are kind of been perpetual projects through either the Bar Association or other means that have gotten donations from us on an annual basis for the last 8 years, like New Reach Home Recovery. That's mm-hmm. a specifically earmarked mm-hmm. one. We also do Law Camp. But
Law Camp?
Yep, I'll tell you about that in a second.
I can't wait.
That's a fun one.
Uh-huh.
And but with regards to last year, we gave out stuff to, as I said, IRIS specifically. They applied. It was a year that obviously the immigrant issues came to a focus. Our mm-hmm. grant making committee, I think we got about 15 grant applications last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the grant making committee sits down, mm-hmm. looks over which ones that they feel are either most in need mm-hmm. or the ones that think most fit the mission statement. As I said, our goal is to really continue to drive our donations to community New Haven specific
mm-hmm.
Charities, because as oftentimes I was saying before, while some of the bigger charities raise a ton more money than we do,
right,
that money may not funnel back to the community,
right,
or so, our community,
right. So this goes specifically.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, we do have some outside of the city of New Haven we've given money to, mm-hmm. like Connecticut Education and Legal, Connecticut Women's Education and Legal Fund. We gave a grant to last year. Again, they had a very compelling application with regards to women's rights here in Connecticut and the money they needed. We also gave, actually, one of I think a great project here mm-hmm. in New Haven is called Project Youth Court.
Youth Court.
Yep. Project.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah. So Project Youth Court is a very interesting project. It is essentially the student. It's a diversionary program for uh-huh. kids that get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And essentially the students act as counsel, mediators, judge, jury, and they come up with a.
Where is this held?
It is in New Haven. The address I don't have off the top of my head.
No, but I mean, just this is an actual court.
It's held within their schools.
Oh, so in a school.
It's a school-driven program,
uh-huh.
but it's actually a diversionary one from the court. So if some of these kids get in trouble, This is a project youth court, and the kids are the...
So the judge has to decide that it belongs in that...
Refer it over to this
program. It's referred over. Okay, so the judge makes the decision, and then it's held. Okay, got it.
Correct. And it's a great program. These kids are taught to think like lawyers, but they also have, you know, the hands-on experience with their peers.
Uh-huh.
And it was really inspiring talking to these kids. They're fantastic. The folks that are helping mentor them and run the program are fantastic. And
so are they in high school?
Yep, primarily in high school.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know if there's any middle schoolers.
Right.
And then there's some folks that I think come back for when they go to college.
Right.
So it's a great, great program, one that I knew nothing about until a few months ago.
Right. Interesting.
And so they got a grant, and we're looking to actually, one of the ways you asked me earlier, the foundation is changing. Traditionally, we've just raised money to give out money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the previous president, Steve Jacobs, and I and the new current board agreed on is we should become more community involved in these community things.
In the community, yeah. That's a great idea.
So it's not just giving out, but our members get a little more hands-on.
Uh-huh.
So something like we're going to be meeting with Project Youth Court because they had mentioned they need people to train their young aspiring lawyers.
Uh-huh.
To kind of be able to think through the process, fashion remedies. So we're going to be seeing how we can become more involved there with to help the kids directly.
Right, right. That's fascinating. So is that program going to expand, do you think?
I don't know yet. We're sitting down with them. We just kind of set our budget for the year and trying to raise some serious money. There's a lot of great charities out there, and so theirs will... Right now.
Now, when you sit down, you say you have this committee, this grant making committee. Are they all attached to the Bar Association?
Well, the Bar Foundation is actually and this probably brings up a good opportunity to discuss the two differences.
Yeah, so, yeah.
The Bar Association has been in existence a lot longer than the foundation.
Right.
Going back to colonial times.
Right.
And it's always been for the greater education of the attorneys, for making sure that the attorneys in the courts have a good means of communication, promote civility within the bar, but also to kind of make sure that there's self-regulation. And they've done a great job with that. They make sure they have good programming for attorneys. They make sure that they're lobbying up in Hartford to make sure that the laws are where they need to be. But the foundation was set up as a separate board.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the Bar Association is a ad hoc member.
Member, okay.
And the director of the Bar Association is also the director of the foundation. So there is some overlap. There's some communication to make sure that we're all kind of towing the same line.
Mm-hmm.
And but the foundation has a completely separate board other than that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about a 17-member board.
17 members.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And... my executive committee right now consists of the past president, Steve Jacobs. Marissa Hernandez is the vice president. Greg Muselli is the treasurer, and Kevin Cassini is the current secretary.
Mm-hmm.
We were all installed, as I said, in October, and they're working hard to try to raise money. The grant kit, I can't tell you who's going to be the new grant-making committee yet, because I'm currently packing that down.
Right.
But Connie Frontis and Phil Kent have traditionally taken on that role. And they said the applications come in and they all take a vote and then they present it to the entire board on which ones that they feel.
Right.
Are.
Okay. So that committee decides on the grant.
Yes. They recommend it to the board at large.
Right.
And I haven't seen the board at large veto any yet. So.
Yes, you work together. Let's put it that way.
We do.
Yes. So you were telling us about other grants. There was something in the beginning of the conversation.
You're talking about Law Camp?
Law Camp, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Law Camp, this I believe would be its eighth year. And Law Camp was a collaboration between the Bar Association and the Bar Foundation. Judge Robinson and Sung Ho, the president of the Bar Association at the time.
Yeah.
This was their brainchild and their baby.
This is a great idea.
It is. And so what Law Camp happens, it happens in the summer months. It generally has happened in, I believe, July.
Uh-huh.
And
where is it held?
It's held at the courthouse.
At the courthouse?
Correct.
Okay, so it's not camp as in the woods?
No, not camp in the woods. It's had a few locations, but last year was at the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
So the and it was at both the federal courthouse and the state courthouse.
Huh.
There was a collaboration between...
I want to cover this.
It's a great thing to cover.
Okay.
The kids are inspiring. It's a week-long program. There's no cost to the children.
How old are they?
They are ranging from middle school to high school, primarily high school kids.
Interesting.
And it's teaching them essentially moot court skills.
Uh-huh.
So it's all volunteer. Nobody's getting paid other than, the folks for the sandwiches in the morning.
Right,
and
right.
Sometimes locations. So this year, what it was between the two courthouses, you have all volunteer attorneys. They come in and they staff it. They teach the kids. The fact patterns are all created, and then they go argue cases.
Huh.
And they argue against each other, and as the different teams.
Does this last for a number of weeks?
It's just a one-week program.
One-week program, okay.
But, it's all at the, as it, last year was all at the courthouse. It has been at Quinnipiac in the past.
Uh-huh.
And this year we're trying to figure out exactly where we're going to do it this year. But it's a great one to watch the kids really learn and grow over the week. And it's
so you mentioned Quinnipiac. Do you work with law schools? Because there are a number of them in the state.
We have worked with law schools in the uh-huh. past. But we don't do, as I said earlier, prior to this year, we haven't actively been hands-on. We've been just kind of writing the checks. and that was the reason why, past president and myself felt strongly that, we should be getting our hands dirty as well as just raising money.
Right, right, and getting in there. So are there any new programs that you're contemplating?
Grants? The grants haven't come out.
They haven't been proposed yet.
Literally, the budget was just set 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time to get the new fundraising flyers out there.
So now how do you fundraise? I mean, obviously law firms have money. I mean, at least most of them do a little bit. How do you get to them and say, hey, me?
That is the delicate balance. And there's something new we put in this year. At the installation dinner for the Bar Association and the foundation occurred a few weeks back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And at that installation dinner, both the president of the association is installed, as are the rest of the officers and the president of the foundation. And this year, through the collaboration between the association and the foundation,
mm-hmm.
We were allowed for the first time to put out pledge cards
at
this
the
event.
Table.
Correct. And there's,
Oh, good.
Exactly. There's
what 250
to 300 captive lawyers in a room, and... I promised
them. You seized the moment.
I seized the moment, and I promised them I would be the shortest speech of the night if they started filling out pledge cards. And that if they didn't fill out those pledge cards, I was going to come back up and filibuster. And it's amazing how much money came out of the tree when you do that. So we're already ahead of the game.
That's great.
From donations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. From donations from individuals versus actual sponsorships. Now, to go back to what we've traditionally done,
mm-hmm.
We've traditionally thrown 2 to 3 events a year, and we have a sponsorship package.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we get law firms to commit to us is generally say, hey, here's our different levels of sponsorship, and this is what it gets you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 3 events. You're the platinum sponsor. You'll be the lead logo at every one of the events. You get X amount of tickets. You get ad space on the foundation website. You get to be, various other things. You get to go to the bocce tournament. You get to do all these things that are part of the package.
Right.
And so we put together that package and show, the marketing opportunities available. Their logos get to go right up next to the logos of the various folks we're going to have grants to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to show that they're giving back to the community because it is a charity. So mm-hmm. They get to write it off on their taxes too, which oftentimes appeals to them versus giving to some other organizations.
Do you use social media much? Or is that something that you're going to think about?
It's something that we're trying to start to adopt. There's
just curious, because that seems to be where a lot of heads are at in the younger age group.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And one of the wearing... As you know, my other hat in Brantford,
yes.
One of the things that I'm trying to hopefully introduce this year is a updated website, which our website needs a little work, and a new way to give online via mm-hmm. credit card
mm-hmm.
versus just the traditional check.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I use the pledge cards instead of just asking for money is exactly what you said. My generation and the generation after me don't carry checkbooks.
No, they don't carry checkbooks. That's exactly right. Right.
I have it in my desk in my office for the one bill I need to pay it for here.
Right.
But so, yes, to answer your question, we are looking to get more active in social media. Hopefully, once those other two items are set up, and we'll be able to have somebody designated to do a Twitter account for us. The good thing is because there is a collaboration between the Bar Association, the foundation,
mm-hmm.
a lot of our events get pushed out through
mm-hmm.
the association's website.
In general, as you look at, let's say, the New Haven area, what would be the topics that or the areas of most concern, other than who might apply for a grant? I'm basically trying to get to the question of can you initiate, or can there be an initiation by this committee? Let's say there is an area and nobody applies to try to get a grant. Can you be assertive, or if that's not the right word, you know, just go forward and say, you know, we've looked at this and maybe we should think about a special thing for X or Y. Yes,
there is a mechanism to set that up. It hasn't traditionally done in the past. And again, we're coming a little more lean and a little more nimble, hopefully. And so something like Project Youth Corps, one I'd mentioned earlier.
Because that's a really interesting one.
It's a really interesting project, and it's one we want to get more involved with.
Mm-hmm.
So we're specifically...
Let's say they would spend a day with, a criminal defense attorney or a prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
If you added another week.
Oh, those are two different things. Project Youth Court's an ongoing one.
Ongoing.
That was the one for the kids that had gotten in trouble that they're...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Misunderstood. Okay.
Yes. But something like Law Camp, yes.
Law Camp, right.
There has been expansions. There's already been an expansion this year. Judge Robinson in the movie Thurgood was out. All about Thurgood Marshall.
Good.
Took a whole bunch of the Law Camp kids and raised an extra... $900,000 and had them all sponsored through the Bar Foundation to go see Murphy Thurgood about a month ago. So that's a brand new component that's never been there in the past.
Wow.
You know, and I can't say that's going to be a reoccurring one because...
Right, but you're trying new things.
Yeah,
right.
Well, trying new things, but, you know, we don't always know what movie's going to be out in the movie theater.
Right,
that's
right,
legal related.
Right. So you're in the nonprofit world.
Mm-hmm.
But the nonprofit world could be a little shaky now, just in terms of the general movement of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk to that at all? Do you think about it and your group discuss it?
I do think about it because you're correct. People are getting pulled in a lot of directions about mm-hmm. giving money.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, everybody's bucks spread a little thinner, and there's so many people out, even in New Haven, that are New Haven-based charities that are asking, you know, for your dollars. And
right.
The answer to that question is always why you versus somebody else.
Right.
And, you know, ours, you know, we've specifically doubled down on giving the money back to our community so you can see it at work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't, our board is 100% volunteer. We don't take a penny.
Mm-hmm.
We pay a small amount of money for the, you know, overhead for postage, and which we're trying to get away with sending stuff by postage too.
right
because it's amazing how expensive postage and printing can be.
So that's why I was thinking of social media. I mean, you could just put that up.
It does go out through the Bar Association's feeds, and then we do have our own constant contact list that we email folks,
but
you know, that's limited to folks updating it. But yes, we are thinking about, you know, changing. One of our premier events we changed a few years back specifically because it was costing so much money.
What was that?
We used to have a black tie gala.
Sounds good.
It was it was a lot of fun, but it was extremely expensive.
I'll bet.
The expense compared to the money that we were bringing in, you know, it was hard to justify continuing that model.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and I don't blame the various venues because they need to get paid too, but you know, it's tough to put on an event where you're barely raising any money for charity.
Right.
Just simply because of the outlay.
Right.
So we changed the model 2 years back to a Bash model, and it's essentially a Taste of New Haven model.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had it at the Schubert Theater. All the food was 100% donated by local vendors. They get to show off their wares, show off their goods, and get them get their moment in the spotlight. Same with the wine and the beer. That was all donated by various wine vendors. And like Odd Bins came and they had a tasting of their wines. And who else came? There was also, Two Roads Brewery came. They donated their beers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all that, while there was a cash bar on hand, all that was donated. So we took the cost of the event, dramatically decreased it because we weren't paying for any food or beverage. So that was a way to make up any gap in any sort of fundraising to really try to change how the foundation worked.
Right, right.
While it wasn't the Black Tie Gala everybody liked, it was a lot more cost effective, and we got almost as many people. And this year, Chris Murphy was our awardee. So he
That was recent, I think, right?
Yes, that was in the spring, and he came down. And you know, now we're taking suggestions for awardees this year. It's a non-practicing the awardee at the event is always a non-practicing lawyer who is doing things to help enhance the legal community, and we specifically try to keep it to the local New Haven community.
Do you involve other, well, this is New Haven, but do you have a relationship, say, with Hartford? Do they have a similar operation down there? And do you guys ever work together?
The Hartford Bard Association and the Hartford Bar Foundation, they have a whole nother one. We don't actually have a whole lot of crossover. The Hartford Bar Foundation has done very well. They have a very large...
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
They've done a very, very... They have a very large endowment. They do very well up there, and they focus primarily on the Hartford area.
Right, so there's no... Each to his own needs.
Yeah, we, you know, they were both set up for the same reason, to try to promote, I think, the welfare of their specific cities and their region.
Are there any other areas in the nonprofit world that you're thinking of... looking at, or different ideas as you start your presidency?
Oh yeah, we're looking for new ideas because certain events have been successful and certain haven't.
So what do you do? You sort of look at the event, you do an analysis afterwards?
So for instance, you know, the one I mentioned earlier, the Bash.
Well, the Bash, right.
We have cut the cost way down on that, so the profit is way up on that event. It's one that takes a whole lot of footwork and a whole lot of thanking a whole bunch of restaurants like the Mediterranean Cafe up the street from here and Trinity, who hopefully will bounce back from the fire that they had.
Yes.
They've all been supporters of ours in the past. So now it's that event starting to kind of fall into place. First 2 years was a lot of heavy lifting. Making sure we had the trays and the location and all that.
Now, do you do a lot of this yourself?
I mean, we as a board go out and
it's a lot of work.
3 hours before the event, I was driving to Brantford to get Sterno cans and trays from my basement.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work, but it's for a good cause. And you know, for instance, and then another one of our events that we added a couple of years back is a bocce tournament that we throw in.
A what?
A bocce tournament.
Oh, a bocce. Oh, okay. Where was that? In New Haven?
Yes, we do it at Edgerton Park. We do it in June. And it's been pretty successful. It's not a huge money raiser because, you know, it's a bocce.
But I bet the community likes that one.
The community loves it, and it's one that we hopefully will continue to be able to grow. And it has, again, very little cost outlaid.
Right, right.
You know, it's a permit for the park, and, you know. The beer's donated, and we just have to pay for an officer to be there.
Right, so you're thinking maybe a little sports involved here. I mean, I'm not saying bocce is a, you know, but...
Oh, bocce's a contact sport.
But it's a contact sport of sort, right? I mean, it's not... But that would be interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. People love it, and, you know, it's no... And any age group can play. You can bring your kid.
Right.
Or you can be... You know, we've had some folks out there in their 90s.
Okay, so now let's say our listeners would like to go online right now and get a list of your potential events,
mm-hmm.
Where would they go?
They will go to the New Haven County Bar Foundation website. If mm-hmm. you just put in Google,
mm-hmm.
New Haven County Bar Foundation, you can't miss our website.
Right. Okay. And what are the events that are coming up?
We just had a happy hour last Thursday.
Oh, good.
Which was free to attend, but you were then possibly have pledge card might have been stuck into your pocket.
I say yes. But check your pockets before you leave. Huh?
Exactly. And then the rest of our upcoming events, we're sitting down with the fundraising committee in the next few weeks to set the upcoming schedule. There'll probably be a happy hour sometime in February, and then in April is when we have our bash,
mm-hmm.
and then a June bocce, and then we're going to have one more event. Last year, we've had a couple different events that we've cycled through over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Battle of the Bands last year.
Oh, tell us about the Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands was in outer space in Hamden. They were nice enough to help us out with a location, and it was all attorneys bands. Or legal related bands, and because there's amazing amount of attorneys that play in bands in here.
No, I'm not amazed. I actually kind of know about that a little bit, but it is interesting that they come out and that they can still play.
Oh, they can rock and roll. It was incredibly good music.
So it was jazz and it was rock and roll and
yeah, it was
whatever.
Rock and roll. A little bit of jazz, a little bit of all over the place. They just
that
got to play
great.
What they wanted, and it was a lot of fun. And they were incredible. I have to say, you know. One of my partners, Jerry Gimo, he played.
Oh, yes, he was on our show.
Yes. Jerry. Jerry brought out his Jerry Gimo and friends, and they rocked out. And my 3-year-old was more than happy to dance his night away.
I know he's very energetic. I've seen him.
He doesn't stop.
He doesn't stop, right? Well, it keeps you young, right?
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Yeah. Okay, that's exactly right. Right. Well, it looks like our time is up, Mike. This is a fascinating. Adventure that you're on, and it'd be very interesting to see what you bring to it and how it changes and what you do. So perhaps you'll come back and give us an update at some point.
Anytime. Happy to come back.
Okay. So we want to thank you for joining us today in our New Haven studio to give us insight into what you're doing. And to our listeners, you can go to the newhavenindependent.org website, get a podcast of this broadcast, listen to a wide variety of shows that our station is producing each day. So thank you very much, Mike, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.